Hello there and welcome on Radio 2MCE, Community FM. This is Come All Ye, Folk Music. I'm Bruce Cameron. Good to have you along again today. We have a brand new album as a featured album, and we'll get to that in just a little while. But right now, some music from The Moonies. Namuini is the name of the album, because that's their name, Namuini. They come from Donegal, and I'll play you two tracks, an instrumental, then a song.
Donald McGallie
Moinis. There are four in that Moini family, in that group, Kieran, Anna, Geroid and Mairead, playing between them fiddle, octave fiddle, whistles, guitar, and most of them sing as well, but that was Nia Byrne. Also on that album is Manus Lunny playing bouzouki, and we heard him a little on that pretty song called Donald na Gaali. G-E-A-L-A-I, fudder, that acute diacritic symbol. I think it means something like brightness or literally moon, but I think in that context it would be Donald of the brightness. Very pretty. Before that, the humours of Ballina Fad and the wee pickled toe. Ballina Fad, a place, and the wee pickled toe, not a place, but... It's a Scottish tune. It's usually called The Rock and the Wee Pickle Toe. Something to do with weaving, I think. It's all beyond me. Nice tunes nonetheless. Set of jigs there from Namuini's. Opening Come All Ye today. Good to have your company, as always. And we'll take a track now from an album called 360 Degrees, All Points of the Compass. This is from Tom Lewis and the group Tanglefoot.
We listened to the radio when we were girls and boys. Our mums and dads said modern tunes was nout but dreadful noise. Still we kept the wireless on to hear our favourite songs. We learned the words as best we could and then we sang along with Bill Haley and the Comets, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee, Gene Vincent, Buddy Holly and the Brothers Everly. They showed us new horizons, opened up a brand new world, and the Beach Boys introduced us all to California girls. So join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song. Then John, Paul, George and Ringo gave us back our native voice. The Hollies and the Rolling Stones offered us a choice. The folk scare of the 60s said that everyone should sing, and if you had a hammer, you should make that hammer ring. Peter, Paul and Mary proved new songs could still be found. The Mamas and the Papas hit us with the West Coast sound. Then drums and Stratocasters put folk music in the news. The times were changing, freedom just meant nothing left to lose. So join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song. Ewan sang the fishing and the travelling people's life. Bert gave us old ballads full of sorrow, love and strife. Young tradition and the coppers sang us glories of our past. Old Stan recalled the shanties and his time before the mast. Cyril sang the other side of life upon the seas. Keith brought us a barrel filled with rousing harmonies. Martin told us of the famous flower of serving men. Stan found the Northwest Passage was the road back home again. So join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song. The songs that stand the test of time will ring down through the years. Some of them will bring you joy while others bring you tears. Some speak of new tomorrows or of good times past and gone. And them that's worth the singing are the ones worth passing on. But never tell your kids you think their music's nout but noise, or you'll seem like a dinosaur to modern girls and boys. And mind you teach your children well and teach your grandkids too. Then someday they'll be standing here and singing just like you. Join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song. Raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song.
I feel so old. Tom Lewis and a group called Tanglefoot. I think Tanglefoot are from Chicago. Tom Lewis originally from the Isle of Man, but he lived in British Columbia in Western Canada for many years. A song called Radio Times, and all those names, yes, they're all very familiar. That's the way it goes, I guess. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on Community Radio 2MCE. Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton have released quite a few albums. I don't think they're performing together these days. They're still buddies, I'm sure, but they've gone their separate ways to do other things. This, I'll play two tracks from an album called Swapping Seasons, which they released early this century. First one, set of tunes, Tom Holmes' Reel. It's the first one, which Kate Burke wrote in memory of Tom Holmes, who was a wonderful musician, and also for his brother Peter, a much-loved friend. In the middle of the three is Scotch Mary. That's a terrific traditional tune, session tune. And the third one, who composed the third one? Kate Burke again. Orrerol Valley Reel, named after a beautiful valley in Namadgee National Park near Canberra. And Kate Burke wrote it after a great day of trout fishing and mushroom collecting. Ooh, mushroom collecting, dangerous activity. After the instrumental, we'll hear a song called The Mines of Australia, which is a song that was collected from, or collected possibly by Warren Fay. It's a song about two men who, like many others, travel to Australia in the mid-19th century, to seek their fortune in the gold fields. Things didn't work out. Kate Burke, Ruth Hazelton on Come All Ye. Thank you.
with hard times at home that have caused us to roam. Now work for the sons of the soil. So I bade me old father and mother goodbye, and I said I'll not be long away. For 10 years have passed, fortune's favored at last, and I'm leaving Australia today. Having a share in one claim, and taking that luck as it came with the rest, and working on just the same. When a cowardly blow struck my poor pal low, who struck him I never could tell, but the share of his gold placed close to my heart, mother and dear sister of the soil. So I bade me old father and mother goodbye. I said I'll not be long away. For 10 years have passed, fortune's favored at last, and I'm leaving Australia today.
Kate Burke with Ruth Hazelton, The Mines of Australia, otherwise titled I'm Going Back. Before that, instrumental from Kate and Ruth, no Ruth involved in that one. It was an instrumental featuring Kate Burke and the producer of the album, Luke Plum, playing mandolin and a bit of bouzouki, and he was present on that song as well. Luke Plum, a Tasmanian, I think, by birth, but spent a lot of time in Scotland, member of Scottish band Shugle Nifty. The album Swapping Seasons, Kate and Ruth, released in 2002. Quite a while on from 2002 comes the featured album today on Come All Ye. It's called You Climb the Mountain by a group called The Onlys. The Onlys are a string band, and I have played a few tracks from their previous album. I think it was their previous album, self-titled one called The Onlys. But this one, You Climb the Mountain, released in 2025. The Onlys for this album, Sammy Brahman, Riley Calcagno, Leo Shannon and Vivian Lever. They come from Seattle, in Washington State, and Lexington, Virginia. But they have a pal playing bass on most tracks, of the name of Nicosi Fields, who's well known as a fiddle player to some listeners to this program, but playing bass on most tracks here, and auto harp on one, and also a little bit of harmony vocals on a track. And we'll hear from one of the icons of old-timey and bluegrass music a little later in the program. She'll be taking the lead vocals on a song that she's been singing for a long, long time. I speak of Alice Gerard. But I've rabbited on long enough. I'm going to play two tracks from this album. First of all, Gold Watch and Chain, which is a Carter Family song. And with it, they put Old Man Gone. We'll hear Leo Shannon taking the lead on this. And then the title track from the album, You Climb the Mountain. It's from Gaither Carlton, who was Doc Watson's father-in-law. Featured album, You Climb the Mountain, The Onlys.
I'm
The Onlys from the album You Climb the Mountain, a string band from Seattle, Washington and Lexington, Virginia. That's the featured album today on the program, You Climb the Mountain. String band music, old-time music, Appalachian string band type stuff. That band have been around for a while and they've been touring quite extensively around the US. They've performed with people like Bruce Mulsky and Elvis Costello, Tatiana Hargreaves, the Foghorn String Band, all sorts of other people who occasionally turn up on this program. So more from them in just a little while. We heard then Gold Watch and Chain, a Carter Family song, and You Climb the Mountain, a song associated with Gaither Carlton, Doc Watson's late father-in-law, or the late Doc Watson's late father-in-law. You're listening to Come All Ye. We'll slow things down considerably now with a song that I've liked for a long time, one of Bob Dylan's best, I reckon, particularly when it's sung by someone else. This is the group Marley's Ghost, who come from the same part of the world as our featured album artists.
Lay down your weary to lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum, caught by the sound before the dawn. I knew the night had gone, the morning breeze like a bugle blew against the drums of dawn. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum the ocean wild like an organ played, the seaweed's woven strand, the crashing waves like a cymbal clashed against the rocks and sands. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum, lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum.
Such good harmonies. They're a very good group. That's Marley's Ghost. Next track is called Farewell to St Kilda, and it's a number of different pieces associated with the island of St Kilda, the uninhabited little archipelago way out west of the Outer Hebrides in Scotland. We'll hear a couple of unusual dance tunes, St Kilda dances they're called, and a slow air called St Kilda Slow Air. This group is the Whistlebinkies.
Thank you.
Wellness and Kilda, that's called. A couple of lively dance tunes and then a slow air from the Scottish group The Whistle Binkies. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's another one from the featured album. This is another old song. It's called Loving Hannah. It's an Irish ballad, actually, that the Onlys are going to give us here.
On Sunday, I
That song's been around a while. Loving Hannah, sung rather nicely there. From the featured album, You Climb the Mountain, the group is called The Onlys. I'm going to play two tracks by Brian McNeil. The first one is an instrumental set, and I'll play it and then tell you about what the second one is all about, because it's a long song with a bit of a story. But this is, I think they're all composed by Brian McNeil from his album The Baltic Te Byzantium. This is the Gothenburg Reel, John's Awar Te France, and Danzig Willy's Reel. Three tunes composed and played by Brian McNeil. He wasn't playing bagpipes. That was somebody else. We heard the Gothenburg Reel, John's Awar Te France, and Danzig Willy's Reel. They come from an album called The Baltic to Byzantium, and that's a themed album, which I'm not going to trouble you with at the moment because I've done it all before. We're going to hear another one now from the same album, however, called Old Man by the Fire. It tells the story of General Thomas Dalziel, who lived from 1615 to 1685, and he was the ancestor of a Labour MP in Britain. General Thomas Dalziel was a determined royalist. The execution of Charles I became the central event of his life. Became the last event of Charles's life. It set in motion the train of circumstance which took him to Europe, gave rise to a famous oath. Dalziel swore that he would not cut his hair or his beard until the Stuarts were restored to the throne.
Old man by the fire, looking hard into the flames. Sing low, sing high, singing banners in the sky. And all the hordes of Tartary behind ye. She's neither kings nor princes, just a list of bloody names. Sing low, sing high, singing, keep your powder dry. And the howling o' the wind to remind ye. Hard men they fought in lands with heathen blood upon their hands, following the sons of cavaliers. Every trooper lad he rides with God upon his side, and the word o' the devil in his ear.
You were brave, you were loyal, you were hard and you were true.
Sing far, sing near, singing is your memory clear. And can you hear the whispers of a nation?
For the order you never gave, the only one you rue.
Sing far, sing near, singing history will hear. When the devil calls your bloody reputation, levellers and ranters, regicides and covenanters,
hail and cairns for march for chief and clan,
parliaments and wages, lord protectors and engagers, and all man's inhumanity to man.
Nay qualm and nay quarter, nay mercy to be seen.
Sing near, sing far, singing all the arts of war. Nay conscience to carry but your union.
For Turk or for Tartar, on the lands that roll in green.
Sing near, sing far, for Stuart or for Tsar. A Cossack set to catch a Cameronian.
Sinners and deceivers, broken men and unbelievers,
carrying the banners of the Lord. Men of honour and conviction, and other sad afflictions, carrying with fire and with sword.
Old man at the ferry, looking to the other side.
Sing high, sing low, singing through the Russian snow. Would you rather hear a hotel or a cauldron?
For there's a fine pair of horns waiting on the other side.
Sing high, sing low, singing, watch the horsemen go. Mind you settle all your scores with the old yen.
Have you seen that vigilante man? rainy nights down in the engine house.
Cuda from 1972 album Into the Purple Valley. A Woody Guthrie song there about the hired thugs who'd chase away migrants to California trying to escape the Dust Bowl in the 1930s. If you've read The Grapes of Wrath, you'll know all about that. And if you haven't read The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, I recommend you do. One of my all-time favourite books, I think. Now, next from an Irish group called Ye Vagabonds, their album The Hare's Lament. We'll hear the title track. I can tell you a little about this. The Vagabonds, love the song because it's sung from the point of view of a small furry wild animal. We don't condone hare hunting or coursing or any other blood sports. It's not nice. The modality of the melody of this song sort of slipped naturally as they sang it over time, and something that they've noticed happening with a number of traditional songs that they sing. They'll add a tune to it called Ochogovska Oro, traditional Macedonian dance tune. So, Macedonian dance tune following The Hare's Lament. This is Ye Vagabonds.
On the 1st of November, on a bright autumn day, by the hills of Drumila, I chanced for to stray. I was feeding on the green grass that grows on yon ground, when my heart was set a-beating by the cry of the hound. Was it like tally ho, hark ye over high ho, hark ye over cry the huntsman, hark ye over high ho. They hunted me up and they hunted me down, the bold huntsman of Scarron on my trail set the hound. Over highland and lowland, moorland also, over hedges and ditches like the wind they did go. Was a right tally-ho, hark ye over high-ho, hark ye over cry the huntsman, hark ye over high-ho. There was ringwood and rouser, they gave me a close brush, but they soon found me hiding, 'twas in the rush bush. And for better or worse, I know I must die, but I'll do my endeavour these hounds to defy. Must your right tally ho, hark ye over high ho, hark ye over cry the huntsman, hark ye over high ho. Then up stepped the huntsman to end all my strife, saying, let the hare down, give her play for her life. Wouldn't it be far better you kill Reynard the fox, who ate all your chicken fat hen and game cock. Must your right tally-ho, hark ye over high-ho, hark ye over cry the huntsman, hark ye over high-ho. And now I must die, though I know not the crime, to the value of sixpence I ne'er harm mankind. I was never brought up to rob or to steal, unless for the cropping some tops of green kale. Must your right tally ho, hark ye over high ho, hark ye over cry the huntsman, hark ye over high ho. Must your right tally ho, hark ye over high ho,
Macedonian dance tunes just stop, don't they? I think everybody's expected to fall in a big heap if they're dancing and then all of a sudden, whoop, no music, crash. Otchogovska Oro, is that one? Put on the end of a song called The Hare's Lament. There we heard the McGloin brothers, Brian and Dermot, performing as Ye Vagabonds with a bunch of friends. Brian plays bouzouki, guitar, mandolin, fiddle and harmonium. Dermot, bouzouki, guitar and mandolin. They have other people on that album as well. Alan McFadden plays a bit of harmonium, Jesse Smith plays fiddles, John Flynn whistles, and Breege Campbell plays small pipes on some tracks. A good album, that one. It's called The Hare's Lament, and that's the track we heard. Stan Rogers wrote a lot of great songs, and not often are other versions, other than his, quite up to scratch. But this song is written from the perspective that allows it to be sung by a female quite successfully, I think. This is Hilary Spencer and Stan Rogers' song, Lies.
At last the kids are gone now for the day. She reaches for the coffee as the school bus pulls away. Another day to tend the house and plan. For Friday at the Legion when she's dancing with a man. Sure was a bitter winter, but Friday will be fine. And maybe last year's Easter dress will serve her one more time. She passed for 29, but for her eyes. But winter lines are telling wicked lies. Oh, lies. All those lines are telling wicked lies. Her the man whose amazed and clumsy fingers put that ring upon her hand. No need to search that mirror for years. The menace of that message shouts across the blur of tears. So this is beauty's finish. Like Rhoda's Bologna, the pretty maiden trapped inside the ranch wife's toil and care. Well, after seven kids, that's no surprise. But why cannot her mirror tell her lies? she shakes off the bitter web she wove, and turns to set the mirror gently face down by the stove. She gathers up her apron in her hand, pours a cup of coffee, drips carnation from the can, and thinks ahead to Friday, 'cause Friday will be fine. She'll look up at that weathered face that loves hers line for line, to see that maiden shining. We'll be right back.
two lovely tunes, a little set of jigs there from the featured album. That's the Onlys from Washington State, Seattle, in fact, and Lexington, Virginia. Between those two cities, that's where they live. We heard I Ne'er Shall Ween Her and Padine O'Rafferty, or Podgine O'Rafferty, perhaps. And they're good tunes, aren't they? Not two tunes that I would have expected to turn up so comfortably on an album of old-time music. But they do. In fact, I'm so happy to hear them that I'll play another track from that album, because there are several more that I'd like to share with you. This is an Irish drinking song.
I'm always drunk and I'm seldom sober, a constant roving from town to town. Oh, but I'm old now, my sporting's over, so Molly Astore, won't you lay me down? Just lay my head on the keg of brandy, it is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking on lovely Molly from the County Clare.
So there's another couple from the featured album. It's called You Climb the Mountain from a group called The Onlys, released in 2025. We've been listening to Keg of Brandy and a couple of Irish jigs, I Ne'er Shall Ween Her and Padgine O'Rafferty. The two fiddles worked well on that instrumental set. Hope you've enjoyed it. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on 2MCE. We'll venture into the world of metaphysical poets. Is that what William Blake was? I'll have to look that up. This is Blake's Jerusalem from Billy Bragg. William Blake's Jerusalem, sung by Billy Bragg. William Blake wasn't a metaphysical poet. He was, I guess, contemporary of many of John Donne and guys like that, but he was more of, I think, generally regarded as a bit of a nutter, William Blake. Maybe unfairly, maybe not. Moving on, I'm going to play two tracks from The House Band, a mighty band of musicians from England. First of all, the Grey Funnel Line, and then a bunch of tunes collectively called The End of the World, which, if you feel so inclined, you can dance an andro to.
Don't mind the rain or the rolling sea. Bothered me, but the hardest part of a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it slips away. It's one more day on the gray. One more day on the grey funnel line. The finest ship that sails the sea is still a prison for the likes of me. If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly up. It's one more day on the gray.
from Quebec via Brittany from the English group The House Band. That track was called The End of the World, which they gave it that name because they were thinking of a particularly strong beer made in Quebec called La Fin du Monde, and it's lovely. Three tunes for the dance Andro. First came from Patrick Mollard, second from Jean-Michel Veillon, and the third from Alain Penek. Before that, the Grey Funnel Line. Here we heard Jed Foley singing it all by himself. A song written by Cyril Tawney. Here's the last one we'll hear today from the featured album. It's called Cluck Old Hen, and it's a version that may not be the most familiar one to you. It might be, I don't know. But it's featuring the voice of the great Alice Gerard. Featured album, once again, You Climb the Mountain by the group The Onlys. That's it. That's it, folks. That's it from the featured album. And that's it from me for another day. Another week, in fact. Hope you've enjoyed Come All Ye, the music I've played for you today. We'll do it all again next week, I hope. I'm Bruce Cameron. Featured album, once again, has been by The Onlys. Go and look it up. It's lovely. This is called The Roseland Barn Dance, from an Irish group called North Creg. Till we meet again, have a lovely week. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.